Welcome back to the second hour of Guitar Tracks. I'm your host, Brian Tarquin. And now we have a great interview with a good buddy of mine, Chuck Loeb. We've done a lot of songs together, and we used to tour back in the circuit on the jazz festivals in California. So he's going to tell us how he joined the band Steps Ahead.
That band was normally with piano, and then I played on a project that they did that had piano and guitar. It was a different project. It wasn't one of their, actually, it was one of their records. And then when Warren left the group, they decided to switch to just guitar, give it a different sound. And so, I learned a bunch of the tunes, and I went over and played one of the rehearsals. You know, I was friends with all those guys, you know, and they asked me to join the band. And it was great. And as a matter of fact, next year, I'm going to record with the WDR big band with kind of a reunion of that group, which is kind of cool. I was on three of the records. I think it was called Modern Times, Yin Yang, and Magnetic.
Now, Chuck's in the band 4Play, and he's going to go into studio soon to do a new record with them.
Yeah, I'm heading out to California, actually, at the end of the week. I'm actually going to be staying out there for a little while. I'm recording 4Play, the new CD of ours. That's been a great thing, man. It's been 5 years I've been in the band. It's crazy. Everybody does their own touring and other projects, and then we tour probably about maybe 40, 50 dates a year or something like that. And then we're making this new record, and this is the 25th anniversary. Actually, Larry and Lee are going to play a tune each on the record. Actually, a tune of one of them each, plus one with the three of us on it.
Now, Chuck, along with keyboardist Jeff Lorber, was nominated for a Grammy.
A project called Jazz Funk Soul, and it was something that there's a group project with myself, Jeff Lorber, piano player, Everett Harp, sax player. We did a record last year. We've been doing touring together, and we got nominated for a Grammy. Well, we were actually touring as a package before we decided to make a record. 2 summers ago, we started touring together, and then when we were on the road, we were like, geez, this is pretty good, let's make a record. We kind of did the whole thing very quick, you know, it came together quick, it was very spontaneous and fun and kind of funny. It came out really good, and we had like a number one single, and it was a pretty good sounding record. Next thing you know, we were nominated for Grammy.
Like I ask all my guests, I have to know the rundown on their rig, their guitar, their amp, so Chuck goes into detail.
You know how it is, you know, it's like the search for the Holy Grail, but I actually, just because of ease of operation, I use this thing called the Line 6 M13 Stompbox Modeler. It's just easy, you know, like it's because it's like you're having a bunch of Stompboxes in one thing. In your program, you can have different settings and stuff stored. And as opposed to, you know, bending down, changing parameter here or there, whatever. I use that a lot. And then I started working again with Boss and Roland. They hooked me up with some of their new gear. I don't travel with amps. And so one of the things that I helped them put together was this new amp called the Blues Cube, if you heard about that. There's a video online on YouTube of me playing it. You can check it out. And it's pretty good. You know, it's a digital amp, but they got a pretty good tone. And they also gave me this GT100, the new version of the GT10 or whatever was that series they had for years. I actually end up doing a lot of recording actually on the road, even in hotel rooms, so I go direct many, many times. There's some really good new plugins, to tell you the truth. Scuffem amps, you know those things? That's a pretty good plugin, actually. There's the Sans amp stuff, the Line 6 stuff, and now there's Brainworks. They're basically only going for the real, like, rock and roll sound, you know, which probably you would love, you know. This stuff sounds amazing, I have to say. They're really sticklers for getting the modeling just right. You know, like, when you go in, if you're mixing or something, and you want to use like an old LA-2A or an Oxford EQ or something, like, it's hard to tell the difference anymore, man, to tell you the truth.
Chuck's a great guy and a great player. So here we are together on a song that I wrote with Bobby Baldwin called Swift Kick. That's a classic song, Peg. Chuck Loeb and myself redid that with Randy Coven off of the Guitar Master Series 2. Before that was Chuck and I again on Zoot Suit off of the Mohonk Jazz Sessions. All available on iTunes.